We enrolled her on the arm of the trial that had hypomethylating agent, azacitidine, plus the IDH2 inhibitor and asitinib. And
did they ever think about just doing anacetinib alone?
Yes, actually, one of the arms of this BEAT AML trial is anacetinib alone.
Because, I mean, I have heard stories, and I'm curious about the data on this drug as well as the IDH1 drug, but I've heard stories of monotherapy where people had great remissions.
Yes, and in fact, one of the cases that I have there is a gentleman, actually he's a professor of pediatrics at the University of Chicago, who has been treated as single agent with the anacetinib for refractory disease and has done extraordinarily well for now more than a year, which is very gratifying. So she was enrolled on that trial, and this was not a very rapid response. She had a lot of trouble initially with complications. She had a small CNS bleed. She had a period of bacteremia. And I really was worried that she might not leave the hospital. But amazingly, again, after literally 60 days in the hospital, she recovered enough to go home, and she actually has no evidence of overt disease, no increase in blasts. Now, we've had to do a lot of dose modifications of the azacitidine and of the anacetinib, some dose reductions and some delays in therapy. But so far, she's now tolerating it extraordinarily well. She was very platelet refractory for a while. Now she has an interestingly good platelet count, over 100,000 now. And although her blood counts are not 100% normal, as I said, her marrow shows no evidence of increase in blasts, and she's continuing on the trial.
So I'm curious, how do you separate the toxicities out of azacitidine versus anacetinib? And what do you think, like other than cytopenias, do you see any other sort of tolerability issues with anacetinib?
Yeah, well, that's a drug I don't have the world's greatest experience with yet in terms of numbers of patients. We were not one of the centers that did the early trials. So I don't know, but to me, one of the biggest complications of that drug actually does seem to be a little GI toxicity and some cytopenias. I do think it enhances the cytopenias that are induced by the hypomethylating agents.
Just out of curiosity, if this particular woman, 78 years old, had not had the IDH2 mutation, and particularly outside a trial, what would you have done?
What we would have done in this patient, and we do have some data from a trial that my colleague Toyosi Odeniki performed a number of years ago of 10 days of decitabine therapy for patients with a history of prior myeloproliferative disease that evolved into acute myeloid leukemia. And that has also been tested nationally and internationally for patients, older adults with AML. But we have specific experience in the patients with antecedent myeloproliferative disease and with reasonable response rates of about 40%. So we've been encouraged by that, and that's probably what we would have offered her, and that would have also been able to be given in the community.